And today, let's have a look at Padre Pio's respect for the Franciscan habit. And of course, the habit is the very distinctive robe that the Franciscans wear. And of course, this would naturally then apply to other religious habits as well. So we've got to ask this question. For Padre Pio, was the habit something good or was it just something indifferent? Was it spiritually beneficial or was it non-trendy, a superfluous item, an optional extra? How did Padre Pio see this? Please do stay tuned to find out. Hello friends and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio, where through a series of short stories we investigate the great life of our saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio, also to see what his intercession could do for you. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. If you want your intentions to be brought to this Mass, just enroll your intentions. You can watch the video on the end screen how to do that. And we do encourage everyone to be part of our apostolate. It would be great if you would like our video and share the video with your friends and with your colleagues. Now, in today's story, we're going to consider three examples with respect to Padre Pio's opinion about the Franciscan habit. And the first example, the author there tells us that Padre Pio had a great love for the religious habit. And he lived in the time when the Capuchins had two habits, one for the daytime and another for the night, and the second one they wore when they went to bed. Now, when Padre Pio became ill, the superior of the monastery did not want him to wear his habit at night. However, Padre Pio was just not in favor of any change in this regard. And so only a very specific order would convince him. And so the superior gave Padre Pio this dispensation from wearing the habit to bed in favor of just wearing pajamas because he was ill. And at this, Padre Pio started crying. When he heard this news, he started crying. But on the night of his death, and that was September the 23rd, 1968, knowing now that his end was near, that Padre Pio's end was near, he went and he put on his habit because he wanted to give his soul back to God, wearing his religious habit. So he didn't want our Lord asking, where is your habit? And the second story, and this shows once again Padre Pio's deep respect for the religious habit. One time when Padre Pio was hearing confessions in his church, and that was of course in San Giovanni Rotondo, he kept looking at one particular individual. And that person was standing in the confessional queue, and then the person noticed Padre Pio focusing his attention on him, and he began to grow a little uncomfortable. So he moved places, changed place in the church, where he would be less conspicuous. But Padre Pio's penetrating eyes just kept on following this person as he went along. And then all the people nearby, they noticed this and they became curious. What is going on here? Why is Padre Pio staring at this man? And then finally, Padre Pio motioned to the person to come over to him. And the man thought, well, there must be some mistake. And so he just remained standing there. But someone standing nearby told him, Padre Pio is calling you and you must go over to him. And nervously, the man now approached Padre Pio's confessional. And then in a quiet voice, just above a whisper, Padre Pio said to him, Father, go and put on your habit and then come back and I will hear your confession. And it turns out this man was a Dominican priest. And he had come to San Giovanni Rotondo because he had heard so much about Padre Pio. And there were different opinions at that time about Padre Pio, very divided. Some thought he is a living saint, and others thought differently. So what was it? He had to now find out for himself. So he put on civilian clothing because he wanted to go and see for himself what was the truth about Padre Pio. And with this experience, being told to go and put on his habit, he now became absolutely convinced that Padre Pio was indeed authentic. And in our third example, this took place with a Father Stefano Minelli. And at this point, he was discerning the calling for his new followers. And for this, he consulted Padre Pio. He went to St. Giovanni Rotondo, and he was now consulting, getting the advice of someone he trusted. We have to remember, at this time, the winds of change were starting to blow, as they call it, the aggiornamento, which was basically out with the old and in with the new, the fruits of which we all see today, with ever more and faster aggiornamentos going on all the time. And so, Father Stefano put this to Padre Pio. But instead of using the habit, he used a more radical discipline, we could say, something which illustrated his dedication to God in a greater way. Use this example. Would this still be acceptable? Can we still follow it? Because obviously, if the more radical discipline is accepted, then the common one, the one in common, that the habit that all priests and religious wear, that would be good to keep as well. And he used the tonsure. Father Stefano wanted to keep the tonsure for his monastic life. And he wanted Padre Pio's opinion on this. Now, what is a tonsure? Well, it's taken many forms in different cultures. In the East, they tend to shave their heads completely. As in the Bible, we see St. Paul made a promise and he shaved his head. A similar concept. In the West, it's a partial shaving of the head. And even in some pagan cultures, there are other forms of shaved head haircuts with a religious significance. So it's a way of making a statement, making a commitment. And Padre Pio said to him, Padre Pio's response to Father Minelli, until they impose it on you, always carry the tonsure. Because we are not Franciscans only in the convent and the monastery, but in our souls and interiors, and also in our bodies. Therefore, my brother, do it this way as God desires. And those were Padre Pio's words to him. So if I may just add a comment. So for Father Minelli's followers today, we see that the habit is really this outward sign, as Padre Pio said, in their bodies, an outward sign, an outward preaching, reflection, however, of the internal dispositions, which are the important one as well. And people will also try to put them on the spot by asking, why are you wearing this habit? So because of that, they have to act in a certain way, have to conform to a certain standard. And also it gives them an opportunity, it creates an opportunity, because they are now placed in this uncomfortable spotlight. And so they really need to be able to, really need to know and to be able to convey their interior beliefs. Of course, to convey it in charity. In other words, we could say they've really got some skin in on the race. They've got something to lose because of this. One objection people will say is, otherwise, how will people know if a religious habit had been replaced by a little lapel pin? How are they going to know this is a religious person? And of course, everyone there feels very comfortable. But is that how the gospel, the conversion in the gospel really works? With comfortable? Is that comfortable what leads us to conversion and ultimately to eternal life? Or is this comfortable just a comfortable coexistence? Just summarizing Padre Pio's words, he had these three advices on the habit, and he certainly wanted to die wearing his habit. He wanted to meet our Lord wearing his habit as a Franciscan, exactly like Saint Francis himself. And he also expected that priests would wear the habit before he would hear their confession. And if necessary, he would very subtly correct them to put on their habits, and then you would hear their confession. And coming up in our future episodes, we're going to have another story about Padre Pio, hopefully another amazing, inspirational story. Please do join us for that. And do make sure that you have subscribed and click that reminder bell to receive notifications about these future videos.